This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
I have a question to ask you because I suffer from this, and my children say, "Mom, stop it. It's fine." My daughter says, "Mom, it doesn't have to be perfect. I cannot leave the room if I have not hung my towels on the rail, because I have to hang them at a particular angle. The stripes must be aligned." And I understand that maybe I'm being obsessive. I will not leave my room, my bedroom, until I've put my slippers in the cupboard, because in my mind, my helper ought to find my room close to as possible the way that I wanted to create it into. And my friends would say, "But that's why she's there. So why are you..." Oh no, my books must face a certain direction. But I think it is a bit obsessive, and we're going to have an expert on the line who can tell me if I'm alone in this, because if you're a perfectionist, you will know it. Because many people have traits of perfectionism in them and are even proud of it. In fact, some people consider having high standards as a good thing, and striving for excellence can show you that you have a good work ethic and strength of character. Great, tick, tick. But can it go overboard? Yes, it can. High standards can also push you to reach your peak level of performance. We agree with that. So yes, perfectionism can be a healthy trait. The problem only comes when it's taken to the extreme. When you walk into someone's house and the pictures are skewed and you cannot help the urge to just fix them, you want to put it straight. When you walk into someone's space and you're thinking, that should not be there, and you hold back because you want to move it. When you walk into someone's house and you feel like they ought to be doing some spring cleaning, it's none of your business, but you know, it just comes with you. So when you start believing that you should never make mistakes, and that making mistakes means that you're a failure or a horrible person for disappointing others, that's a problem. You know, this whole issue here, it means that if you have this condition, it can stop you from correctly perceiving your successes, while it actively interferes with flexible problem solving and decision making abilities. So it also means that you cannot have fun at times. You can't be spontaneous because everything must be perfect. It must be timed. There must be precision to everything. So remember, trying to be perfect is likely going to make you feel stressed, and maybe even disappointed with yourself, even depressed in some instances, because much of the time you're not able to meet your own standards and you just feel like a total disaster. You feel like a failure. So if you really want to get into the detail of this, we can. We've got a specialist on the line, a life coach who specializes in personal development and empowering people in self-mastery. We'd like to welcome Thembi Hammer. We would like to pick your brain a little bit. But before we do that, let's say welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Vandile. Thank you for having me.
So what are the signs that one can look out for if you fear, or you might be thinking you are one of these people, you're this ultra perfectionist?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one of the signs is obviously the people around you will start to notice, and they'll start to make comments. Like what you say, "Mom, it doesn't matter, Mom, stop." Yes, so they usually see that you're taking things a little bit overboard. Another sign is strained relationships. If fixing the bed is more important to me than rushing off to a meeting and I'm late for an interview, or if spring cleaning the house, or I'm afraid of germs, and that is now taking more priority than relationships or sharing dinner with family, or I'm flying on an aircraft to Durban and I'm busy with sanitizers
Naomi Campbell's clip? She yes. carries a sanitizer, then she puts in a whole seat cover, and the whole it's a process. She takes 30 minutes cleaning up a business class or first class seat before she can settle in. And and to her, that's pretty normal. She says she's been doing
it. Extreme.
It's extremely extreme.
It's one of the extreme things. Look, it all starts out with good intentions. We all start out with good intentions. So the intention in the first place is bacteria or germs in that case, for example. But then it morphs into fear. It's fear-based actions. Mm. So that's where we now need to find out, what am I afraid of? For example, I used to suffer for this, and I'm still battling. I cannot wear clothing with fluff. if it fluffs for some reason in the laundry or whatever, I don't want to wear it. So I had to find out what is my problem with fluff. Mm. And I realized when you're poor and you have to wear the same jersey for years. So so that kind of thing, anything that has fluff reminds me of my childhood where I couldn't afford things. Mm. So if I saw that,
so it's a trigger.
It's triggered, and I had to give it away. And I'm wearing a new jersey without fluff, I feel good. So sometimes you may think it's bacteria, you may think it's cleanliness, you may think it's fluff. But the thing is, what is at the root of your acne? What are you afraid of? What are you running away from?
Right, because studies have shown that constantly chasing the specter of perfectionism may seriously harm your mental health, your well-being. It can also just harm your relations. Can you break that down for us?
Yes, because obviously, if you are obsessing about one particular thing, you are most probably neglecting something else.
Mm-hmm.
That's how relationships suffer. And it's not only just perfectionist and cleanliness and whatever. Even at work, we go to work and then we take the workload home because it pays the bills. Because I'm trying to, you know, keep my deadlines and all that. And then you find out that my relationships are suffering. So yes, any extreme behavior is going to compromise the things that mean something to you. For example, our relationship. And that's where we need to find out, what is my true value? Mm. What are my values?
Right. I'd like us to take a call from Clive in Pimville. But when we come back, let's talk about this inner critic, this voice that tells you you're not good enough because you didn't meet that goal, that target, that milestone that you set out to achieve. You didn't make it. Therefore, Azan, you didn't. Mm-hmm. You're not doing well. But let's take Clive's call. We'll come back to that. Clive, kunjan. Super, I'm bright and right. And you?
And to your guest as well, I'm well. I'm not sure if Mina, I'm obsessive kakhulu, but I used to live in Hatfield, and when my wife visited me, Maga Gandhi carpet, I used to sweep after her angaboon, you know?
Oh.
And it's crazy. And yeah, when I'm all piggy rice, like sometimes Manga Valanga kahle lekwebula puma on the stove and stuff. Mm. Mina, when I cook, you should at the same time.
My mother taught me you have no business cooking on a dirty stove. Vele is stofukumele cleaner as you cook. So by the time you're done, it still looks the same when you started.
so it helped me out a little bit. So for me, I think I'm still learning. One of the solutions to these things is get married, you know.
I wasn't expecting that. Okay, where did that come from?
It will force you to change.
So are you the type that doesn't want water drops after a shower? Everything must be as it was before the person walked into the room.
I even put a towel on the floor so that man shower, the water doesn't get on the towels, but it's on the towel.
Okay, all right. What do you think there, Tammy? Do you think we have a problem here in Houston or what? It doesn't seem to be so extreme.
No. You know, there is not even a straight answer of yes or no. What we can say is, if the obsession or the perfectionism is around enhancing my life and making me feel good, and I'm managing it quite well, and I've lived like that, and that's exactly how I want my space to be, then you are not going overboard.
Mm-hmm.
However, if the obsession for perfection is affecting other areas of your life and depressing you in the process, that's when you need to say, you know what, I'm making myself unhappy here. Why don't I compromise a bit? Why don't I let go of this a bit? For example, even with couples and when we get married, you find out that I believe in cooking rice with a wet swab in my hand to catch the dropping water and all that.
Mm.
And if my spouse, who is 90% excellent in other things, just doesn't get that concept, am I willing to compromise, meet her halfway, and just let it go, you know, let that particular thing go, just for the sake of our relationship?
Right.
Then, yeah.
So it doesn't sound like he's got a serious problem on his hands.
No.
You know,
no.
I
wouldn't even advise him to drop his standards. Sometimes there's also another version to this where we are supposed to drop our standards and embrace other people's lower standards than what we have. So the litmus test here, the testing question is it making me happy? Is this
Is the compromise a healthy one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take Owen's call, calling from Kempton Park. Hello, Owen.
Hi, Sisizani. How are you?
But Owen, you want one in Sisizani? You don't want to put somebody in. Okay. There you go. But Owen, unjani. Oh, Papa. All right, Papa.
Yeah,
I'm Superman. I can't complain. God is good.
Yeah, listen. I think before ushada uba nabantwana, you are allowed to have these compulsive disorders, ne? Mina manje my 14-year-old daughter, she's showing me flames. Because she's doing all these things that I don't want to be done, you know. And I'm beginning to say, you know what? Let me just let it go.
What is she doing? I mean, like, is it minor things like, you know, maybe not cleaning her shoes before?
Ungasula ama tap wase bathroom when she's done, you know. I'm done bathing. Why don't I clean the tub? Those type of things. Why are yours like that?
The sink must be dry. But what you're saying is you're learning to let go. You're learning to relax a bit as well.
Yes, because hey, it frustrates me. I'm getting into a taxi. Ngihlala emva kwakho. Your brass strap scovile, so nothing like what.
No, you're a case.
I'm letting to let go of that.
And
you know?
Can't be doing that to sisters. You know, like, it's going to go very wrong for you. And just relax. But thanks for your call, and all the best. And good luck with your teenage daughter, eh?
Thank you.
Kuzolung. Tembi, just coming back to you now, we're talking about the inner person now. We're talking about, you know, issues of self-esteem. And because we've discussed the external, the compulsive behavior around towels and kitchen sinks and stoves, whatever. But what happens when you're constantly having this nagging voice that tells you you are not good enough? But even though others might be thinking or seeing great things that you're achieving, you still don't think you're good enough. How does this affect you in the long run? And how can a person deal with this so that it doesn't dim the light or the significance of their milestones?
I think it helps to just try and find out the root of where it came from. When we were growing up as innocent children, we tried a lot of things, and there were voices and people around us who told us, you can't do that, sit this one down, you are not good enough. And those voices, we might think that, oh, well, it's 15 years ago, it doesn't matter. But they still ring true even up to today. So what I can advise our listeners is some of these things, we have to unlearn them over time. If you've got that negative CD running at the back of your mind or in your subconscious, you have to unlearn it by replacing them with positive words. Some people have said that saying affirmations work for them. You put maybe about 5 affirmations. I'm good enough. I'm brave. I have potential. Any other things that you want to tell yourself, or things that people are telling you and you don't believe it, you type those, you put them on the wall, you see them first thing in the morning when you wake up, you remind yourself again by reading them last thing just before you go to bed, just to try and get a new language in your subconscious.
Do you know what I find often helps me, because I also do have, and I can assume that this happens, you know, most people go through this, where you just feel like you're not cracking it. It is not where it's meant to be. You're not there. So what I've learned over the years is to draw up a list of my milestones of the past 5 years. And then I meditate on that. I deliberate on that. And I say, well, didn't you pull this off in 2009? And where is it now? Didn't you? Wasn't this? And suddenly that way of just kind of like having your own little party or a little celebration and a reminder of the things that you've been able to achieve makes you feel better for a start. And then it makes you feel that and believe in yourself once again that you can get to the next level. Because I think in human life, as we evolve, we begin to feel that we're stagnating and maybe we were great then, not so great now. How do I get to the next level? And those kind and gentle reminders to self, I find, are very useful.
Yes, and also removing those things that drain you. There are those people who always have those mean remarks around you. Could be family members. There are some people that we will have to learn over time to love from a distance as well. People who visit you and leave you feeling drained and leaving you feeling...
They mustn't come back. Okokuqala, that's the reason you cannot show up without announcing yourself. I'm just saying that's just on the extreme level of rudeness. You cannot show up at my doorstep. like my time is just spent waiting for people to drop in. No, that's not right. And I think it's good that we remove all the things that make us feel not so good. But coming back to the challenge that, you know, you've probably dealt with people who are perfectionists over the years.
Yeah.
Maybe cite one case that was extreme and how you were able to help that person overcome that?
For perfectionism.
Right.
Yes. Like somebody who was working too hard and staying up late, remaining behind at work, you know, and not being present for family, not being present for social engagements anymore. And she found out that the more she worked hard, the more stressed she became and the more grumpy she was the next day. Because sometimes when you're working hard, you think, oh, I'm ticking these things off the list. I'm going to feel good tomorrow. She was still grumpy. And soon her colleagues and her superiors became very unhappy with her. Then she had to confront herself and you know, kind of let some things go, let some things slide, and, you know, give yourself time to, to just to tell yourself, look, I'm human, I'm not a machine, I will make mistakes, and just to also ask for help. She had to learn to ask for help, because that's what happens with perfectionists. They save everyone. They try to do everything for everyone. She found herself working and doing tasks that were supposed to be for her subordinates, because she wanted them to be perfect, and she believed that other people couldn't do them right. So that pressure really came to a head, and, you know, she would lose her temper and it would really blow up. So she had to learn to trust that people are capable. She had to learn to ask for help.
To delegate,
Yes, to delegate, to ask for help. And also to give yourself a break. Most of us, we don't reward ourselves as well. We work hard at the end of the month. We look after everybody else, but we never even buy even one thing for ourselves. Even if it's just a chocolate or a piece of, or a T-shirt or something. Most people don't reward themselves. And that's where the frustration comes in. So, yes.
So I think what I'm identifying with, certainly from my own personal life experience, is that when you have this trait, whether it's in its an extreme form or just, you know, bubbling under, you also then want to be a perfect parent. And when you don't get things right as a parent, you punish yourself because you feel like, but I could have done better. I am not doing the best that I can. And the whole trip is around balancing whether it's your business life and your private life, but you're constantly expecting, and one has to be honest, when you're a perfectionist, do you expect perfectionism from others? And people just, they can't understand why everything is an issue with you, but you have to find ways to hold back, pull yourself towards yourself, and expect people to just be okay with whatever they're doing, because your standards are so high, then you impose these standards on others. And I think over time it begins to affect relations, because you want them to be 100%, whereas you are not even perfect as the person who's suffering from this disorder.
Yes, true. You'll be thinking you're running a tight shift, hey? You're thinking you've got a well-oiled machine going on, and yet your children think you're a horrible mother, you're a horrible father, and there you're thinking, hey, yeah, I'm acing this.
Yeah, you think you're acing this parenting thing, this work-life thing, this...
Yet they think you're horrible, and they're writing about you in their diaries.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That's what it comes to.
Now you got me thinking. Thank goodness I'm not tapping into my daughter's diary. She's still at that stage where she will write things like, I imagine my mom is not nice to me. No, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah,
so let's invite some callers. Our studio line is 0861-987-000, or you can send us a tweet, Power Lunch, and our hashtag is hashtag Power Lunch, actually. And of course, you can go on Facebook, on Power FM, and also Twitter at Power FM 987. If you want to WhatsApp us, you can do that. They say this number slowly, Zandile, 083-303-7093. We're talking to a life coach who specializes in personal development and empowering people in self-mastery. It's Thembi Hanna. And we're talking about the issue of, you know, perfectionists who go overboard and who sometimes end up just ruining good things because they want everything. Oh, wait, don't you go on a date with me? Don't go to a restaurant with me because, oh, my goodness. My kids will say, Mom, please, can you just not today? But I'll say it nicely. I will ask questions very politely, like, at what time of the year do you think the meal will arrive? And then my son would look at me like, Mom, do you understand what you just said to the person? And if my food doesn't come on time, I go to the kitchen. I actually go to the kitchen and I say, how can I help you so that I get to eat the food that I am paying for? And they all look at me like, okay, this woman is crazy. She's berserk. Mm-hmm. But I've been sitting there, placed an order an hour ago. My food hasn't arrived. And 99% out of 100, I will find that the food has been dished out, laid out. The waiter just hasn't picked it up. Then I say, okay, so how can I help you guys to do your job better? Because I'm here to eat. Now, the children obviously just get totally flustered as, you know, why does mom have to do this? And I'm learning, Tembi, I'm having to say to myself, pull yourself towards yourself. Just relax. The food will come. But hey, I'm paying for it. I don't pay for the food to arrive late. When you give me your bill, you give me a bill for 285 rands in full. There's no discount for the delay. So why must I put up with that? But, you know, these are just some of the things that, you know, one has to try and master over time. You know, we already know the negatives of being a perfectionist. And we're not saying that people should underperform in any way. And we are not saying that they shouldn't overperform. But are there any positives of being a perfectionist, if any?
Yes, perfectionists usually do get things done, and they usually do excel because they push themselves, a trait which most of us don't have, motivation, where you know what you're supposed to do, but you can't get yourself to do. So perfectionists, they push themselves, they usually excel, they get things done, and yeah, they go over and beyond what the ordinary person would think is possible or capable of doing.
But
it's one of the positives.
No, it's good to know that there is a positive. But as a parent who's a perfectionist, what advice would you give to a parent who actually would, obviously, like all parents do, want the best for their children? But how do you ensure that you are not imposing these ethics or values and the traits that you have onto your children in a negative way? Whereas you do want them to learn and to want, you know, my daughter always says, Mom, nobody is perfect. And when I say to her, practice makes perfect, she says, no, it doesn't. It just makes you better.
Yeah.
She's already giving me lip at night. But what would you say to parents who do have this kind of trait but would like to do better?
Like our previous caller said, children will show you flames. And I would say children, schoolers, as parents, we must desist from one-way communication where we are giving orders to our children. It might look like a good idea to me. It might look safe to me, but it's always good to involve them in communication and hear them out and find out what they like. For example, I know when I grew up, I would come home from school and find only one type of meal, and nobody consulted with me on whether I like to eat that or not. I find that we can't use the same methods now with our children. It doesn't hurt to ask, would you like a sandwich or would you like some noodles?
Okay.
Just to open up conversation two ways.
Okay, great stuff. Tembi Hammer, thank you so much for your time. It's been lovely chatting to you. I do hope we can catch up another time, maybe another day when I'm in studio, or if we can just continue to have this dialogue offline, because I find that you've got some interesting insights. And I do believe that our listeners have benefited greatly from what you've had to say. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.